Love Talk Radio.
Can you feel it? Can you feel it?
Welcome to another edition of Hazel Runs Her Mouth, and today's a very important discussion, as we found out last week that there is a new candidate in the 2020 presidential elections. I don't know if we've got anybody here who could introduce, you know, who's going to be the, you know, hold on a second, because I know that His Reverend was supposed to be here. Reverend, are you here?
Amen. Amen.
It's good to see you, Reverend.
Amen. For those of you that have been following the election, we have a new candidate tonight. Some of y'all may know him as Joe the Policeman on the What's Going Down episode of That's My Mama. I'd like to introduce you all to the one, the only, Mr. Randy Watson. Yeah.
That's like you.
Hello, everybody. I'm the new, going to be soon to be president. So, what's going to happen is, I'm going to...
Are you going to sing for us tonight, Randy?
No. I think what I'm going to do is just talk about my policies.
Okay, well,
so
let's have a chat. How do you feel about the children? Are they the future?
Yes, I believe the children are the future. Thank you. Thank you very much. And, you know, like in the future, when they get to 18 and all that stuff, they're going to be end up being the voters themselves. So why not reach the children now? And you can reach them, and they can reach us later. So there's nothing wrong with that.
Now, tell us a little bit about your musical career. In fact, you're wearing this rather splendid blue suit today. Your curls, by the way, your jerry curls are looking mighty fine.
Yeah, it looks so luxurious, don't you think?
Is there any truth in the matter that your presidential campaign has been sponsored by Soul Glow?
Not only is it sponsored by Soul Glow, it's also sponsored by McDowell's.
McDowell's has some good food. I especially like their Big Mix.
Yes, especially their big old sundae that they have. It is so lovely.
That's good. Now, would you like to tell us about the Black Awareness Rally that you're going to be at this upcoming weekend?
Well, the Black Awareness Rally, you know all the stuff that's going on with shootings like Jacob Blake, or you also have Dante Hamilton, you have Michael Brown, you have a lot of these black folks.
Breonna Taylor.
Yeah, Breonna Taylor is another. Thank you for reminding me. Like those people, we need to represent how the racism is going on in the United States. It also had to represent for as well, and the people that love us.
Okay, so who are you thinking of having as your running mate? Who will be your vice president?
I was going to go with Special Chocolate, but it's more than one person, so I can't pick Special Chocolate to be my running mate.
But they could be part of your cabinet.
Ooh, yeah. That's a good idea.
What about the Reverend? Could Reverend be your running mate?
I think the Reverend is too busy collecting from the collection plates, so I think he's going to have no time to be a vice president.
Speaking of which, I did notice that there were collection plates being passed around this evening. I saw some fool think it was for his trash and put his trash in there. There was a couple of chicken bones going in there. But tell us a little bit about your music career. Who inspired you to be the greatness in the crushed blue velvet suit that we see before us today?
Well, one, it has to be Whitney Houston. God rest her soul.
Okay, and who else? Who else was there?
Let's see. Also, that did a little bit of singing himself. I'd say Eddie Murphy is another inspiration. And also, I would like to say the person that can do it with a perm and also with some shoes himself, like some wearing some lady shoes, like the Rock'em and Roll'em. I would like to say Prince is another person that inspires me.
Okay, well, I think what we're going to do is we're actually going to play another song, because I know you have to rest your voice occasionally, because it is a musical instrument. In
yes, it is. It is so lovely. So lovely.
So we are going to play a song, and we will be back. Let me find a good one. Here we go.
If you really want more, scream it out loud. Put it on the floor. Bring out the fire and light it up. Just get up higher.
me as I dance under the spotlight. Listen to the people screaming, I'm more and more, 'cause I create the feeling that keep them coming back. Yeah, I create the feeling that keep them coming back. So captivating when I get it on the floor. I know y'all been patiently waiting. I know you need me. I can feel it. I'm a beast. I'm an animal. I'm that monster in the mirror. The headliner, finisher. I'm the closer, winner. That's when I'm under pressure with seconds left for sure. You really want more?
Have a word from our sponsors here. As you know, we're at the, you know, the debate for Randy Watson for being president, and he would like it if we mentioned our sponsors. So here we go.
You know, you can be all the things you always wanted to be. Beautiful, sexy, mean is one, two, three.
Just walk yourself up. Just let it shine through. Just let yourself through. Just let it shine through. Just let yourself through.
So that was Soul Glow. They're actually sponsoring the Randy Watson event tonight. What we're actually going to do is I am walking around here, and this crowd is phenomenal. There's a great amount of people here. So I'm just going to see if anybody wants to come up and have a chat with us and just see what's going on. Oh, hi, ma'am. How may I help you?
I hope you don't mind me coming over, but I've been watching you two all night, and I want to tear you apart.
Oh, no.
And your co-host, too.
Oh, my. Well, I don't know what to say about that. If you'd like to leave your phone number with security, I'll make sure my co-host. What we're going to also do is, because, you know, we don't want to interrupt Randy Watson too much. You know, he has to prepare. He's a professional. He is a professional and well-loved member of show business. So we're going to say a quick goodbye to him. We'll talk to him for a couple more minutes. And then we're going to close out with the Reverend, who I'm pretty sure is going to have a prayer for us. And then we'll be moving on to some other topics. So, Randy, is there anything you would like to say to your fans out there?
Yes. I would like to say also support, and we're also sponsored by Mighty Sharp.
That's good barber right there. Good
yeah,
barber.
They are good barbers, although they don't take care of a hair like mine, but they cut hair.
They make it nice and neat.
Yes, they do.
Well, I appreciate you giving us some of your time. It's been a wondrous experience. I shall remember it forever.
And it's so lovely to meet you, too. Maybe one time we'll go out on a date.
I would like that. Ooh, you player.
One last word. Randy Watson, I heard that your greatest hits are available on 8-track cassette. Is that true?
Yes, the greatest hits. You can catch them on the 8-track. CD, DVD, Blu-ray, video cassette, 8-track cassette, wherever you want to watch or listen.
He meets the audience. So thank you very much, Randy. I'm going to grab hold of the Reverend. Reverend, would you like to close out the show with a prayer for everybody?
Well, as you all know, Randy Watson is the new presidential election run. We're going to have a prayer for him. And I want him to hold on to God's unchanging hand because he helped Joshua fight the Battle of Jericho. Yeah. He helped Daniel get out the lion's den. He helped Gilligan get off the island. Lord.
I don't even think there's anything that can be said after that. So I'd like to thank Reverend Butch Lady walking around trying to get drinks from people. Randy Jackson. Mighty Sharp. I see the old man over there. I see you. I see you over there. Nice to see you guys. Nice to see you.
We're good.
He's good. So, you know, it's great being here. As I say, the Black Awareness Rally is in Queens, New York this weekend. I think McDowell's is going to be there. Randy Watson will be performing. So we'll see everybody then, and we will play a song, and we will be back.
I thought we were great.
You took your love back and ran the soundtrack.
I counted all the days
till you would come back. How stupid was that?
Now you
back in.
Broke back in, but a nigga rich now. Got dollars, got euros, got yen, I got pounds.
Zeros.
Calling me up, cause your bad check bounce. My new chick 100 and she got her own De Niro.
Zeros.
You think I'm thinking about your ass?
So I'm outside the presidential, you know, at the fundraiser for the presidential race and everything, and I actually see the barbers from Mighty Sharper out here with freaking collection plates.
Donation. Put your money in this stupid ass. I'll whoop your ass. You tall black motherfucker.
There's women in here. Calm down.
Okay, gentlemen. So good. I got some money for you. I know you prefer stuff that folds instead of rattles. Okay.
That'd be $8.
Oh, they'll be charging for how much? I thought it was a donation. I'm giving them $8. I better get a bottle of SoCal for that. Anyhow, crazy guys from Mighty Sharper out here. I see Clarence is down there actually hitting on some old woman. Yeah. It could very well be the one we saw earlier. It's funny, actually, you know, I'm doing, you know, in there interviewing everybody. I don't see where AJ and Mike disappear to. Next thing I know, they're walking out with two Big Macs, some fries from McDowell's, and a strawberry shake each.
Now, wait a minute, woman, you haven't interviewed me yet. Wait a minute, I see you like funny stuff. I got a joke for you. A man walks into a restaurant, orders a bowl of soup. So he gets the soup. And he asks the waiter, how can I eat the soup? He's like, what's wrong? Is the soup too hot? Would you just taste the soup? What's wrong? Is the soup too cold? Would you just taste the soup? All right, I'll taste the soup. Where's the spoon? I see you're not laughing. What do you know is funny, you bastard?
Okay, he's kind of a scary old white man, but we'll have a giggle at his joke. I know there's some crazy, crazy people around. I actually saw a limo go past earlier, and rumor has it that King Joffrey Jaffur is in town as well. Last time he was in town, he was wearing that really nice velvet thing, and you know, we had a feel of that, and you know, Mike went to him, what is that velvet, and the look that the doo-doo gave him. The only problem was is we were clearing up rose petals forever. Rose petals is like the flower version of glitter. It got everywhere. No matter where you walked, there was rose petals. Didn't help that it was winter. And then what I want to know is, I don't know if you two remember that, but remember that day that we was woken up by that man standing out on his balcony going, good morning, my neighbors.
Yeah, that was kind of weird.
That was weird. It was very loud. I know that some of our neighbors in the area weren't impressed.
Nope.
But, you know, and then I don't know if you noticed as well, and I'm ashamed. It's a sad thing that my broke, actually. You remember when there was those people who were selling on Facebook Marketplace, like, gold hygiene products, they had gold toothbrushes and everything. I've got the gold hair dryer, and there was all those African robes and stuff. There was some good shit. You got some good deals around when that lot got.
Didn't see the guy. Get your roll against the t-shirts.
I didn't see him. Never mind. Well, perhaps Randy Watson could get hold of him to help sell his presidential campaign t-shirts.
Maybe that'd be a possibility.
And I heard that there's a new song that's supposed to come out that Randy Watson is going to have, and there's going to be a picture of him in all of his finery. And the rumor is that the beginning of it goes, he's your
president to be. That's all I've heard of it, and the rest of it's under wraps. You know, it's a tightly guarded secret. But on the whole, what did you think of Randy Watson's presidential campaign this evening? Did you find it, do you think it was good, AJ?
Well, honestly, I'm just surprised that he's running.
Well, we got the choice of Joe Biden or Trump. So, I mean, Randy Watson was the next choice.
I guess he's, I don't know what he's going to be running on, his own party, independent, or whatever.
He's going to be running on Soul Glow in Greece. Let's be perfectly honest. So, Mike, what did you think of it? I noticed I saw you checking out the women who were there and walking around in their bikinis and stuff.
I'm actually very surprised that that many people on one spot without a fight, unless you want to count the barbers.
Do you know what? If those barbers are thrown down, I would have paid money for that.
I think they got. I think security got a hold of them before anything serious happened.
Nah, that's a good thing. That is a good thing.
Because I don't think Randy Watson needs that to happen, so it won't tarnish his, you know, his campaign run.
No, and the thing is, Randy Watson, you know, he really does know that the children are the future, and that we have to teach them well and let them lead the way. We have to show them all the future they possess inside. And I think it's really important that we give them a sense of pride to make things easier. And then let the children's laughter remind us of how it used to be.
Yep. I miss the 80s.
Me too. But you know what? I decided long ago never to walk in anyone's shadow. If I fail, if I succeed, at least I have my cup of tea. Sorry.
Your remix, I think.
That is the remix. But Randy Watson does that to you. He makes you feel like so good inside. What a beautiful audience he had this evening. Absolutely beautiful. I'm a big fan. You don't like him much, though, do you?
I like him. I just didn't like how he was hitting on you.
Well, come on now. I mean, your wife's a good-looking woman, and he's a good-looking man. Those curls.
Yeah, them Jerry curls.
There was a little bit too much grease on there because he flicked his hair around, and I got splattered in the face with oil.
Yeah, especially he was saying it was so luxurious. Like, what the hell?
Oh, yeah, I don't know what to say. I mean, I did notice. Did you notice, though? We didn't take any of the Soul Girl freebies. Mike came out with a suitcase.
Why not? Is it free stuff? Free stuff.
He's going to have that slick Soul Girl. He's going to start wearing crushed velvet blue suits, too.
I don't think I'm going to go that far.
But if we do that, he can join them as Pancrit. He could be the vice president.
Oh, yeah, that'd be pretty good. That would be pretty good.
So you should have Oval Office and be covered in crushed blue velvet.
That would be interesting. That would be really, really interesting. Anyway, we're going to play a song. Hopefully by then our cab will arrive. We'll be on our way back to warmer places. And we will talk about some other things that are going on. We will be right back.
She keeps him always shunned in a pretty cabinet. Mystery cake, she said, just like Marie Antoinette.
Gunfight, agility, dynamite with a laser beam.
Jesus really got faithful as a pussycat. Momentarily out of action, temporarily out of
time. Absolutely try.
Okay, we are back. So it seems that the whole unemployment issue with a lot of people is slowly, you know, coming to an end. I've seen a lot of people recently posting things. I know that Mike's situation is getting resolved. So I think that's a good thing. But what do you guys think on what Trump has, you know, said about he is not willing to work on a stimulus package until he is reelected?
He just lost people right there.
You ain't lying.
Because to me, I think that's a stupid thing to say. To me, it would be like, you know, you want the votes in, pass a really good stimulus package right now that gets money into people's hands before the election,
right?
And you're going to have people voting for you, you know? And they were actually saying on a couple of the news polls and everything that Biden is, based on, if the election was to happen today, Biden would win based on the college electoral votes. And he is actually quite a way ahead of Trump in the popular vote. And apparently a lot of that, has to do with his recent comments that they made at the debate, where he wouldn't condemn white supremacists. Where he told a white supremacist group to stand by. But what's actually turned out really funny in regards to that whole thing is there's actually a group of white supremacists called the Proud Boys. And basically their original feature was supposed to be based around the fact that they're proud to be white Americans, be able to bear arms and all this lot. They've clashed a lot of times with Black Lives Matter as well. And basically, Trump has always said what good guys they are and all this lot. Now, the gay community, who Trump has pissed off royally over the past 4 years, decided, you know what? Let's hijack the hashtag. Basically, what they started doing was getting gay men to take photos of themselves with their partners, put it on Twitter, Facebook and Instagram with the hashtag, say something about themselves. Like there was one couple who put, been together 23 years, hashtag proud men, proud guys, and all this lot. And it has gone viral. There are so many now. Now, if you click on that hashtag, it takes you to gay pride stuff. And to me, I don't know if you guys agree, isn't that the best way to get back at a bunch of white supremacists who think that white straight men is the be all and end all in the world by having their hashtag hijacked by gay men?
It's nice.
And the funniest one of all is that how many black gay men have come out to do it, which would put the fear, let's be perfectly honest. You really want to scare white supremacists? Parade a bunch of gay black men in front of them.
Especially that one show that we watched that was on Hulu.
That was awesome. That was really awesome. But I think that's the way to do it. You know, he puts us as so stupid. Hijack the hashtag. Seriously, hijack that hashtag and make it your own. And it has worked out so beautifully. It really has. I know part of the other problem people are having is that even though he claims that he had COVID. There's some toss and turn as to whether or not that was real or just a, you know, election strategy to get sympathy and all this lot. But a lot of people are saying how unfair it is that when anybody, like if you or I get COVID and we're hospitalized, we would be in a room. It would be a regular hospital room, nothing fancy. We won't be able to leave. We won't be able to have visitors, none of that. His rooms that he had at the Walter Reed Medical Center looked like a luxury apartment. He was allowed to come and go. He was allowed to have visitors. And a lot of people have come out and said that he was putting a lot of people's lives in jeopardy because of it, which is true. And OSHA, which is the governing board that regulates safety in businesses, has actually come out and said that staff members at the White House, and we're not just on about those who are in the political parties, but people who work there, like the cooks, the cleaners, gardeners, those type of people, actually have a case against him for putting their safety in jeopardy and their health in jeopardy. And to me, that's a really big thing because, you know, I think people forget the importance of keeping other people safe. Like all the people who are up in arms about wearing face masks and everything, it's not a case of you're not wearing a face mask to protect yourself from other people. You're wearing your face mask to protect other people from you. That's what it is. And I think more and more people have got to realize that, you know, here in Wisconsin now, they have put us back to a point where only all businesses and restaurants and stuff can only be at 25% capacity. You know, that is going to hurt a lot of businesses. But a lot of it is because when we were on lockdown, literally before lockdown, Trump was saying it's going to be up to each governor to, you know, decide when they want to open themselves back up. I totally understand that. But he then bullied people. We've got to get all the churches back. We've got to get all the churches back. So a lot of places, churches were opening way ahead of time and causing problems. We've got to get businesses and restaurants back open. And they rushed to get them open.
As you see the results of...
Right. Well, and then now the other thing was, we got to get kids back to school. We got to get kids back to school. They need to learn. No, I'm sorry. This is really... My thoughts on this is really unpopular right now. When you have kids, it's your job to raise them. You're also not just raising them. You're also supposed to be able to teach your kids too.
Mm-hmm.
Now, in regards to that, the schools were making it available for their kids to do schoolwork online and everything. For companies like Spectrum, AT&T, and that lot were being very generous and saying, you prove that your kids are in an enrolled school that is closed down, we'll give you free internet to get your kids back at school. Turn your phone off and restart it. Mine did it earlier. Yeah. I had to restart mine earlier. And I understand, I know it was a very harsh for a lot of kids because basically the kids went to school one day, then overnight they were told, okay, you're not going back to school until further notice. So there was a lot of ripping out of, you know, school areas and a lot of hardship. And I know it distressed a lot of parents, a lot of teachers and a lot of kids. And at that time, I understand it was very hard to be able to find help because a lot of daycares closed down and, you know, finding places for your kids to go. But then a lot of businesses closed down. So, you know, there was a lot of people who weren't working who had the ability to stay home. And I understand getting our kids back to school is important, but what's more important is your kids' health.
Mm-hmm.
You know, come on now. Your kids' health is more important. Mike's son was recently diagnosed. He had COVID, right? And poor kid was locked in his bedroom, basically, for nearly 2 weeks, wasn't he?
I guess that's how long it was.
I know that it's normally about 10 days or so. And I know at the end of the day, if they came to Mike and said, okay, Mike, this is what we need to do. Your kid's going to be in, you know, quarantined for everyone for 10 days, and then he's going to have online school because we can't guarantee that he won't get sick again. Would you or would you not do that for your kid?
Yeah.
And, yeah, it is a struggle, but that's what you do. You know, that's what you have to do. And to me, it's very difficult to see so many parents with such selfish attitudes. And then coming out and saying the teachers are lazy. They're wanting to stay alive. They've already shown that there's been so many teachers who have become very, very sick.
Mm-hmm.
The other plan that they could adopt is what they did in England. And that is that all the schools had set aside designated areas of the school that were for different grades. So just for argument's sake, you've got four grades in the school. They had, and there's 40 classrooms. They had 10 classrooms in one area of the school for one grade, 10 classrooms in another area of a school for another, and so on. None of those grades actually met up with any of the other grades. It was just those grades. So then, say, for example, somebody got sick with COVID in that grade. Grade would then be taken out of school for quarantine. Not the entire school. And my mom said that that has been working really well. They've had, like, a few cases in the area I grew up in the schools. But it's been, you know, rectified by the fact that all the grades have been separated. They go into schools at different times. So there's no, you know, crossover or anything. And it is working. And I seriously think that, you know, we have got to do better. We seriously have to do better. It's time to stop being so fucking selfish. And that's what the problem is. There's so many people out there who are selfish. And this is where I understand where a lot of people are upset about the whole Halloween thing with trick or treating. Is they're saying, different municipalities around the country are canceling trick-or-treating. The city of Milwaukee has. There's still a bunch of them in Milwaukee County who are doing it. But they're saying if you can go to McDonald's, Burger King, and that lot, to a drive-thru where you lean out the window, take something from someone, you know, that thing, you could actually have kids come and do trick-or-treating.
Right.
Because it's the same thing. And so what we're actually going to be doing is we are going to be making up some Halloween bags. Mike was kind enough to help get us some. We got some awesome toys in that bag, I'm just saying, don't we? We have some awesome stuff. We got rings that light up. Seriously, I'm going to walk, you know what, you're going to see me walking around at midnight with like rings on my fingers and toes all lit up and sparkly. But we're going to do that, and I'll talk to you guys about what my thoughts were in regards to handing them out to kids in a minute. But when we come back, we're going to play another song. But when we're going to come back, I want to get you guys' thoughts on, you know, what the spike in COVID, what you want to see in this upcoming election, and what changes. Oh, excuse me, I'm burping like crazy here. What changes you want to see go on?
This the number one champion sound. Yeah, yeah, Estelle, we about to get down.
Get down.
Who the hottest in the world right now? Just touched down in London town. Bet they give me a pound. Tell them put the money in my hand right now. Better promoter, we need more seats. We just sold out all the floor seats.
Take me on a trip, I'd like to go someday. Take me to New York, I'd love to see LA. I really want to come pick you with you. You'll be my American boy. He said, hey sister, it's really, really nice to meet ya. I just met this 5'7" guy who's just my type. Like the way he's speaking, his confidence is peaking. Don't like his baggy jeans, but I'ma like what's underneath it. And
blood. Who killing them in the UK? Everybody gonna say UK. Reluctantly, cause most of this press don't f*** with me. Estelle once said, tell me, cool down, down. Don't act a fool now, now. Always act a fool, ow, ow. Ain't nothing new now, now. He crazy, I know what you're thinking. Rapina, I know what you're drinking. Rap singer, chain blinger. Holla at the next chick soon as you're blinking. What's your persona about this Americana? Rhymer, am I shallow? Cause all my clothes designer. Dress smart like a London bloke. Yeah. Before he speak, his suit be spoke. And you thought he was cute before. Look at this peacoat, tell me he's broke. And I know you ain't into all that. I heard your lyrics, I feel your spirit. But I still talk that cat. Cause a lot of wags wanna hear it. And I'm feeling like Mike at his baddest. Like the picture they gladdest. And I know they love it. So they hit with all that rubbish.
Would you be my lover?
Could you be mine?
Would you be my lover?
Okay, we are back. So what do you guys, I know obviously your main hope for the election is that Trump isn't in office. But what changes would you guys like to see happen, you know, regardless of who becomes president in the upcoming 4 years?
More jobs and this racial justice should be more focused on.
What about you, Mike?
They see shit return back to where it was. They need to put more, well, whoever gets elected needs to put more focus on buying the vaccine for this. So we get, I know it probably ain't never going to get eliminated like most diseases that have happened, but at least keep it under control to where people can get back to living our normal life.
I agree. I think what we need to do is, let's be honest, I think COVID is here to stay. I really do. But I think it needs to be the kind of thing that is to us like a cold or the flu. You know, instead of being such a deadly, you know, such a deadly virus and everything. I know we keep going back to COVID, but it's been such a big thing of 2020. It shaped everybody's lives, whether for the better or for the worse. There's been too many deaths from it. And there's been too many people who have accepted those deaths as being okay. You know, when you stand out there and say that getting your hair cut or getting your coffee from Starbucks is more important than someone's life, and then they're like, well, it's only the weak and ill who would die. I'm sorry, but you're messing with people's lives. That's like saying to you, out of your family, who won't you miss? You know, you can't do that.
Right.
And yes, we weren't related to the woman, but we saw what it done to Mike when his grandma died. His grandma, forgive me if this sounds callous, Mike, I don't mean it to be. If Mike had just got that phone call saying, you know, I'm sorry, Mike, but grandma died in her sleep. That is something that it's hard to live with because it's your grandma died. But it's something that is easier for me. It would be easier to deal with than being told your grandma died from COVID, a disease that Trump made a joke out of, that Trump ignored, that he didn't listen to experts. You know, you can get your head around natural causes. Like, I hope you don't take this the wrong way. Your grandma wouldn't have made it through this thing if she's been still alive. And part of me thinks that it's a blessing and a curse at the same time that she passed away before all of this, because at least we were all able to go say our goodbyes. If she hadn't, who could have gone? You know what I mean? You said that you guys had to leave there and let different people come in for the viewing, didn't you?
Yeah.
That's not how it should be. You know, Mike's grandmother's funeral should have had everybody there. The good, the bad, and the ugly all should have been there. They should have been cracking jokes about grandma and granddad and, you know, what it was like being raised by her and all this. Look. And, yeah, Mike and his brothers did that. But it shouldn't have just been them. They should have had the support and the love from everybody who knew that woman, who loved that woman, who was friends with that woman. Shit, how many years had she been going to church up here, Mike?
Before I was born.
So you know damn well that she had people at church who would have been at that funeral, you know, and that's how it should be. And people haven't been able to have that. So I agree, we've got to find something that's going to help people, you know. And this wishy-washy backwards and forwards as to what you want to do, you know, is bullshit. This arguing over wearing a mask. Let's be honest, how many of us have seen for years, I'm not just on about in recent years, but for years, people in China and Japan wearing face masks, just as a regular?
I don't think I've seen it.
They wear them all the time in China and Japan because they have such bad air quality at time it's dangerous to go out without a mask on.
Oh, wow.
And there's none of this bitching and complaining, oh, poor me, I have to wear a mask, or none of that lot. You know, they got places to go and the air quality is bad. Okay, grab the mask today. You know, and I'm sure there's mums doing the mum thing. Make sure you got a couple in your bag in case that one gets dirty. You know what I mean?
Right.
Don't be caught wearing a dirty mask. You know, it's the same as don't be caught wearing dirty underwear type of deal. You know, and it's normal for them. When they were told you have to wear masks, and yes, admittedly, the disease did come from China. But, you know, when all that goes on and everything, they wear masks, they don't argue about it. South Korea has the lowest rate worldwide in regards to COVID cases and deaths. Why? Because the minute one country in their area said that they had had their first diagnosed case of COVID, the government locked down the country, stopped flights in and out of the country, any travel in and out of the country. Anybody who came in that had exported goods that had to come in the country, it went into quarantine right away. The government supplied all of their people who live there, all households, with face masks and cleaning products. Everything. You know, so everything was taken how it should be and done. Lowest cases in the world. Because the government didn't fall around. The same with the government in Australia. They did the same thing. They locked down their cities. People listened. It got done. They had low cases. And Australia is bigger than the US.
Yeah,
and they've got less cases, less deaths than this country. Why? Because the US is full of selfish people who can't get past their own, you know what I mean, their own way of life.
Right.
But let me see what time it is, because I'm prattling. Okay, we've got a couple of minutes left, so what we're going to say is this. We have other shows coming back up on Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. We have WFSO Aftermath, AJ's interview show, me on Wednesday. We're currently getting word out there in regards to people who want to advertise on our shows. You know, get hold of us for more information in regards to that. Our show is actually sponsored by Soul Glow and McDowell's, but also by Peer Media, Peer Light Media, who has actually done all of our online work for Maddie's Memory and Mighty Cuts as well. So we are going to get back. We will be back, next Wednesday. Yes, so you can talk with AJ on Monday. We'll be around too. You can talk with him on Tuesday. He'll be interviewing on that day, so I have to keep my mouth shut. And I'll be running my mouth again on Wednesday. So until then, catch you all later, and thanks for tuning in. Bye.